Raise your hand if you ever heard a child say to their sibling or a playmate, "Give it to me, it's mine." We learn at an early age to hold on to what is ours. It's not unusual for young children to claim something as theirs just because they want it. Parents might respond, "No, Johnny, that's not yours, give it back." If that doesn't work, then the object is either pride from the crying child or something else that Johnny wants is offered to him so he can give the object back to its owner. Hopefully, learning to share will come later. There are some folks who go through life with the attitude, "What's mine is mine." Jesus' words in our gospel today should cause us to reevaluate what we hold tightly. The lessons from Matthew these past weeks have taken place during Jesus' last weeks before the crucifixion. And Matthew gives us an understanding why the religious leaders wanted to get rid of him. The chapter right before today, Jesus is riding into Jerusalem, and the whole city, everybody is all stirred up. This was not a good thing in the eyes of the religious leaders. Rome had a clever way of maintaining peace. They did allow some amount of religious freedom as long as the religious leaders kept the people calm. To assure this, the high priest was appointed by Rome. Although the religious leaders hated the Romans, they could see no other way to maintain religious freedom. Stirring the people up was just the beginning. Jesus then goes into the temple and kicks out the money changers. Now Jesus was a threat to civil order. They looked for a way to arrest him, but they were afraid because the people considered Jesus a prophet. They had to get rid of this troublemaker, but how? They start brainstorming. What kind of question can we raise to bring him in disfavor with the people and the authorities? And if they could do both, that would be great. Apparently, the Pharisees invited the Herodians to participate in their brainstorming. Normally, these two groups would never have anything to do with each other. The Herodians were supporters of the puppet King Herod, and the Pharisees were the guardians of the Jewish law and the piety and the sticklers on religious correctness. The question they came up was brilliant. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? A question designed to discredit Jesus. In response, Jesus asked for the coin used for taxes. The coin to pay taxes is not a Jewish coin. It's not used in the temple because of the idolatrous image and inscription. Whose face and title on this coin? The emperor. Jesus' words then and now. Give the emperor the things that are the emperor's and to God the things that are God's. What belongs to God? What bears his image? No room for debate, no clever retort. Jesus was setting a standard. Give God what belongs to God. What is stamped with God's likeness in the world? We know the answer. The first chapter of Genesis, God said, "Let us create humankind in our image, according to our likeness." Then God sent human beings as agents in the world to exercise stewardship over the creation on his behalf. Jesus' answer that day cut to the heart of the human dilemma. Can we who bear the image of the Creator live life as though all I have, my time, my ability, my financial resources, are mine, all mine, to do as I please? You and I are not only stamped with the image of our Creator God, we are marked with the cross of our Redeemer. In holy baptism, we are marked with the cross of Christ forever. And that baptismal prayer that we pray at every baptism, the prayer is that God, through His Holy Spirit, will make our lives, mark our lives with the spiritual gifts that He has given to us. From Galatians, those are the spiritual gifts of joy and love and peace and patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The reason I love this time of the year so much, when we focus on stewardship as God's sons and daughters, it is our opportunity again to give us that opportunity to reevaluate if our lives reflect the faith that we profess. We are God's, we are body and soul, people of God, created in God's likeness, living here as stewards of the earth and ambassadors of God's kingdom, His church. We are body and soul, the people of God, created in God's likeness, living here as stewards of this earth and ambassadors of His kingdom, the church. May each day we remember whose likeness and for whose purpose we are here. Amen.